Hello, beautiful people. I am so excited to be sitting at my desk and podcasting today on this beautiful Tuesday. Hey, I'm excited. I am grinning ear to ear. I feel like, dude, correct me if I'm wrong. Have you guys like ever listened to podcasts and you can tell like when the person is smiling, and that's not just because they're laughing, but it's because you can just like hear it in their voice that they're just like smiling? Because I mean, maybe that's just a me thing, but I feel like I can hear. Maybe it's just because I know I'm smiling. I don't know. But I feel like I do that when I listen to podcasts. Like, I start to smile when I hear other people start to smile, or sense that they're smiling when I'm listening to a podcast. And all that to say, I'm smiling really big right now because I'm excited. We're talking about something today that has been on my heart and on my mind, I guess, for the last 2 months that I have been living in California. Which is weird to say. Actually, I don't think it's been 2 months. I think it's been almost 2 months. I don't know. I'm losing track of time, which is a good thing. But hi, we're talking about God as an active God, which sounds, that might sound a little bit like, duh, like, of course God's active. Like, if God is God, he is actively working in our lives. But I don't think it's as obvious as we treat it sometimes, you know? Like, I don't think, honestly, that I have seen God as active ever before, up until I moved here, which is crazy. And that's honestly kind of embarrassing to admit, because it's like, if I praise him and I thank him for all the things that he has done and is doing, but like, don't really believe that, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of my dots haven't been connected right until, like, not all of them, but I'm connecting a few of my dots recently. On who God is and who he is in my life and what that means for me as a person. So some dots are connecting. Sorry, I feel like I'm just like in full side B brain right now, and I need to like start trying to speak in a logical way. But you know what? That's okay. I'm not going to cut it. Hi. I've said hi 3 times now. Oh my gosh, I'm so ADD today. I'm just really excited. Yeah, first, like usual, a little bit of a life update before we start talking. It's been 2 weeks since I've posted the last podcast episode. Things got a little busy with work, but I'm back, and I'm back for good, and I'm excited. But since the last podcast episode, a lot has changed. Actually, no, I take it back. Not a lot has changed in terms of like my situation. You know, like I remember talking to you guys 2 weeks ago about how I've been feeling definitely a lot of loneliness and a lot of like, okay, God, like I'm here, you brought me here, like now what? Like I need people my age, like I need community, I need mentors, I need people to pour into me. And that's not to say that I don't have amazing long distance friendships. I was really nervous actually before I moved, like with maintaining a lot of my friendships long distance, because I have notoriously not been a wonderful long distance friend. And so I think when you struggle with something for a really long time, it's kind of hard to like believe, okay, like actually this can change and I can be a good long distance friend. At least that was like one of the categories that I didn't believe that I had the capacity to change. And it's amazing how when you have the self-awareness that something, that you're struggling with something, like how you can really like motivate yourself to be better. But all that to say, I have not been struggling with being a long distance friend, but that doesn't mean that I shouldn't make an effort to make some real life friends here. But yeah, I felt really honestly encouraged the last 2 weeks. And I honestly, that doesn't have anything to do with me making like a ton more friends or feeling super close to people. Like nothing has really changed. I've definitely made a few more connections, made a few more friends, but I still spend a good majority of my time alone in this current new transition. But honestly, guys, I feel like when I started praying, okay, God, like I need you to start showing up. Or maybe it's not like that I need you to start showing up. Maybe it's like I need you to help me notice that you've always been here, you know? And I've just seen him in so many more things than I have in the past. And it's because I've been praying that repetitive prayer and asking for it. I really believe that God honors people that ask for his presence, you know, like people that say like, okay, God, I'm listening, show up. Like, I believe it. It will happen, you know, and we're going to talk about that today. But so I've just been praying that prayer. And guys, I'm telling you, like, I feel like God is like my friend, you know, it's like And again, I feel like you can hear my smile when I say this. It's like such a genuine joy that I have in this, but it's like, I don't think ever before I felt like God is my friend and God's my companion and God is like with me and for me and is my company. But I feel like since I've started praying this and asking for it, I've started to see him in that way, just because I keep asking for things to happen and he keeps providing. And I feel like it's not that he just started becoming powerful enough to do this. You know, it's not like, oh, you moved to California. That means like that I'm really active here. You know, like he's active everywhere. But I think like my posture just changed like in moving here because it kind of had to. I've experienced a new influx of humility, because there is something that kind of like, you can't really be prideful when you have to text people like repeatedly, like, hey, I would love to hang out this week. Like, let's go get coffee. You know, it's like bringing me back to freshman year of college. But I feel like God has really been my companion. Like, and it's not that I've made a ton of new friends. Like, I've just honestly felt so encouraged that like he's with me in everything that I do. It's like I wake up in the morning and God's with me. Like, who can I bless today? Like, who can I pray for today? You know, it's really cool. Like how I've felt a soul change, guys, seriously, like in the last 2 months since I've moved here. And that's why I'm so thrilled to be podcasting, because this is an amazing platform that he's given to me to be able to share about this. Like, it's a really great place for me. And I feel like what podcasting allows that YouTube doesn't is it's just like, I just get to sit and talk. And not that I can't do that on YouTube, but there's a lot of distractions. And I feel like this is an amazing platform to be able to share all of this. But yeah, so I'm telling you guys, like, I have had a spring in my freaking step. Like, been waking up every day super excited, and every week getting to go, I mentioned this in last week's episode, but getting to go to Circuit Riders every Monday and Wednesday has been amazing. I've experienced so much joy from that. And then I love my church. I'm going to the church that the family that I work for attends, and I love it. It's like I get Christmas 3 times a week. And I don't think I've ever felt that way about spending time with the Lord before. And I really think it's because I started asking, God, please give me a genuine love for you. And it's just blossoming in my heart like a little flower, a big flower. It's cool. It's just really cool. Yeah, and then other little updates. One of my best friends, Julia, came and visited me, which is a really sweet time. She visited me from Virginia. We went to college together. She was one of my roommates. She was also one of the girls that I worked in the Hamptons in New York and Montauk with. And she holds a really special place in my heart. And it meant a lot to me. Like, my love language is acts of service. And I feel like the thing with the love languages is I feel like acts of service, especially like lots of things I can perceive as an act of service. You know, it's like somebody can give me a gift, but to me, it's an act of service, you know? So her visiting me was quality time, but it also felt like an act of service because she spent her money to get on out here. Plane tickets are not cheap across the country. And she took the effort and came and visited me. And we had such good quality time, such amazing conversations. It's really just, it's honestly, guys, it's like this friendship and so many of my other friendships are just such answered prayers. And it's cool too that like the Lord has really helped allow these friendships to continue to grow despite the distance. It's really cool. Like, he's just really kept them in a little jar where I feel like they're still preserved, which has been really amazing. Yeah, but that's been really cool. I also went to the 1975 concert last night. I'm recording this on Tuesday, but I went to it last night on Monday, and that was super fun. I went with my friend Caitlin, who I mentioned in last episode, has been a really, really cool answered prayer as well. She, like I mentioned in last episode, we're both from Charlotte, North Carolina. We both went to Liberty, but she transferred to a school out here. And so it's been a really cool piece of home. And I haven't seen her a whole lot since moving out here because she is a busy girl and so am I. And she lives in a different area than I do. But she invited me to go with her and her roommates. And so that was awesome. That was really exciting. I felt super included, and like just it was a fun little girly night. You know, I love a GNO, a girls' night out, so that was super fun. Recently, I also got to see my friend. This is crazy, guys. Like, God is so amazing. I got to see my friend April, who I actually met in Hawaii, I think like 3 summers ago now. I worked in Hawaii at a summer camp, and April was actually, she is crazy. She's amazing. She's such a cool, independent woman, but she actually was working in Alaska for the last, I think, like 6 months. She worked in Alaska for like 4 to 6 months. And she was making the drive from like Alaska and just, she's just been on a road trip for a minute. She's so cool. She is like my little travel friend. She's super into traveling, which we both have that common ground. But she was on a road trip down from Alaska. And she's been in Colorado, she's been in Canada, and then she was passing through California, so I got to go to church with her, we got to have a little breakfast date, so that was super fun, a big blessing. But yeah, it's been cool, because as I've said, like, I've just been praying for friendships, and it's like, God is, like, reminding me and helping me remember, hey, like, you can make new friends, but also I'm your friend, and also you have a lot of other friends that I'm gonna just surprise you with, you know, like, so Julia coming, like, that wasn't a surprise by any means, but it felt like a little sweet surprise because I wasn't expecting, like, the plane ticket, and then also, like, with seeing my friend April, it's like, surprise, like, you have a friend, and it's just been cool. Like, I feel like I think, honestly, guys, like, when you start asking God for things, like, he just provides, and I feel like I didn't have the faith to ask him before. And now I'm starting to ask, and it's like, whoa, like, am I ready for his answer? You know, like, am I ready to receive that? But yeah, we're going to be talking about God as an act of God today. And I have a few little stories, passages, things to share, and I'm really excited. So first, I want to share a theology that I, like, my view of God that I had that I didn't realize that I had. And that is almost a deistic, like a deism type of belief. And I'm going to define deism for those of you who don't know. I learned about deism in high school, also a little bit in college. But by the dictionary, it is defined as a belief in the existence of a supreme being, specifically of a creator who does not intervene in the universe, right? And so when I say that, you might be responding and not responding. You might be responding, but you probably hear that and you're like, okay, well, obviously that's not God if you're a Christian. Like, you don't believe that God is, like, there but not intervening. But I think a lot of us do have that belief sometimes, especially when we're stagnant in our faith, that, like, God is there and, like, he does good things for us, but, like, we don't really believe that, like, he's actively doing them, right? Or maybe we, like, read the Bible and we're like, God performed miracles then, but, like, he's not performing them now because he retired or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, our view of the Father is, like, at least my view of the Father, and I believe, I feel like when I'm saying this, a lot of people will resonate with this, but I feel like my view of the Father up until this point has been that he is a God that is in my life, but not necessarily, like, doing huge, amazing, crazy miracles and big things in my life, right? And then I'm telling you, like, I started relying on him and asking him and really just coming to him and saying, God, like, I know that you're good, right? So I know you're good, and I know you do good things for those who love you, God. And so if I know you're good, I know you're also willing, you know, like, he's good and he's also willing to do good things. So why can't he? You know, like, if he's good and if he's willing, what's stopping him? And so my theology, my view of God has really just been challenged since moving here. And I've been really convicted that, like, maybe I did have a deistic view of the Lord. Maybe I really did subscribe to deism in believing that, like, God is there, but he's not really doing anything. And it's been really, really, really crazy. And so I don't know if I shared this in the last week's episode, but it goes with what I'm wanting to talk about today. So forgive me if I shared this and I'm being a little bit redundant, but maybe a month ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I received a prophetic word from someone, and I told you guys about a few prophetic words that I have had spoken over me and my life since moving here. It's honestly, it hasn't stopped. Like, I feel like the more that I ask God to speak to me, the more that he's using other people to speak to me and using other things. Like I'm telling you, yesterday I was driving and I saw two different bumper stickers that one of them was like, not a bumper sticker, one of them was a license plate that said like, loves God or something like that. And then I also saw another sticker that was like, I love God or God loves you or something like that. And it's like, ding, ding, ding. Like I'm asking God to speak to me and he's giving me little reminders in the forms of bumper stickers, you know? And it's like when your perspective changes that God is active, that's no longer a coincidence. It's God speaking to you, you know? And it just has to be that shift in your head because it's not that there was a point when God wasn't talking to me. It's not like there was a point when he wasn't actively pursuing me and chasing after me, but like there was a flip that switched whenever I believed that he was, you know, it's this belief, it's this faith, it's this knowing that like he can and he will both. It's not an or, it's not he can or he will, or it's not just he can or just he will. He's good, so he can and he will. So anyways, I might've shared this story, but somebody told me a little while ago, he said, like, I know you see all these people that are so in love with the Lord and like, that's going to be you. You're going to be so in love with the Lord. And that has been so encouraging. And I keep thinking about it, because that is something that I desire, is I desire to be one of those people that's just like, dang, like they just radiate with the joy of the Lord. And I think that that is honestly one of the ways that we can evangelize the best is just by having the joy of the Lord. And that's something that I've been praying for and really seeking. And it's been exciting because I feel like he's giving that to me. And I've been in Ezekiel. Like that is where I'm at in reading the Bible right now. And I am not going to lie. Like I have been struggling. It has been harder to open my Bible just because it is a more difficult book for me. But I want to share with you guys this passage that I read today. I was at a coffee shop doing some work, and after I was done working, I spent some time with the Lord because I heard a voice, not an audible voice, but maybe more so like the Holy Spirit was like, okay, well, you brought your Bible, girl, like open it, you know? And so I was reading, and I'm not going to lie, like I have not been very consistent with reading the Word. So I was reading, and honestly, it's because this book has been so challenging. And I feel like I've been convicted of like, okay, like you say you want to get closer with the Lord, Maddie. You say like, you want him to use you, like, why aren't you opening your Bible? And so I opened my Bible, and I'm reading in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 47, and it says, thus says the Lord, behold, I will kindle a fire in you, and it shall devour every green tree in you and every dry tree. The blazing flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from south to north shall be scorched by it. All flesh shall see, oh my gosh, that's a tongue twister, all flesh shall see that I, the Lord, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. And I'm reading this and I'm like, woo, like, dang, I've been like I've been like really procrastinating, picking up my Bible and reading Ezekiel. And that, like reading that of like this fire that the Lord is lighting in his people and like, it's just cool because like this is the prophet Ezekiel and God is speaking to him and he's listening and he's speaking to the people during this exile that they're experiencing. And he's saying like, I'm going to light a fire in you and people are going to know what it's from. Like people are going to know. And I know that you've turned away from me and I know that you guys have not remembered me. I know you've forgotten me. I know you've put other gods before me, but I'm going to light this fire in you and you're not going to be able to hide it. And people are going to see it in you and they're going to notice it in you. And it shall not be scorched. And I'm reading this and I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's so cool when there is a connection between what you're reading in the Word and what you're reading in the Bible and like what's going on in your life. It's like, oh, it's like a chill of like, okay, God, like I know you're active. And so that was just crazy to me because I'm just thinking as I'm reading this about that prophecy of like, you're going to be in love with the Lord. And I believe that for so many of us. Like, I believe that for us. I know that for us. I know that he can. Like I said, I know he can and he will. And I know he's going to. And all it takes is you asking him, God, show up. Like, come into my life. Give me the faith. Give me extra faith. Give me belief. It's like, because I know it's so hard. I feel like when you have to switch in your brain of like, it's not that God hasn't been doing anything. It's that I haven't had the faith to perceive things and recognize things as God, you know? It's like, yeah, it's just cool. But yeah, like I said, like nothing has changed in my life. but I don't really feel as alone as I did like a few weeks ago. And so it's just a testament to like the Lord's presence and his provision and like how he's switching the narrative in my head of like, oh, it's like it used to be like the narrative was like, I'm so alone. And now the narrative is like, I'm with God. I'm walking with God, you know, and it's just amazing. Another wonderful thing that I've been seeing that I've never experienced before, which I think is like amazing. And it's just so crazy that I've never experienced this before, because like if I claim to believe in God, like I need to also believe that God is active and is doing things. But I've noticed this at Circuit Riders and also at the church that I've been attending. And it's this belief in God as an active God and as a healer, right? And so at my church, I feel like almost every Sunday that I've gone, one thing that we do is we pray for healing over people. We pray for physical healing. And so my pastor, a lot of the times, will be like, I believe that God can heal people that are struggling with depression. So that's like not necessarily as much of a like outwardly physical ailment. But he also will pray, will say like, okay, I believe he can heal physical ailments, like mental health ailments, like all these things. Stand up, raise your hand if you're experiencing that. We're going to lay our hands on you. We're going to stretch our hands towards you, and we're going to pray. And I've also noticed that at Circuit Riders. I've been going, and a lot of the times we are also praying for healing of depression, of anxiety, of physical ailments. And guys, like, I am literally not kidding. So going to Circuit Riders, like, there was this one specific night when we were praying for physical healing, and like we would have people go into little groups and like pray over people and like lay your hands on people, kind of like what I was saying with that church. And I have seen people physically get healed. And that is because like we're praying over these people and we're saying, God, I know, like it's that song. It's like, my God can and my God will. That's the song we've been singing a lot. And it's like, there's a different type of faith in recognizing that like, my God can and my God will. That's a different type of prayer. It's a scary prayer because it almost leaves you vulnerable, you know? It's like, and I think that the Lord recognizes that type of prayer and sees that and is like, wow, that is real faith. A faith that sees an impossible situation and says like, my God can and my God will. You know, my God's gonna heal. And he recognizes that. And I think miracles happen when we start praying like that and we start saying, my God will, he will, I know he will. That's a crazy, scary type of faith. And I've witnessed people get healed. They will come up on stage and a lot of the times, like, they will share their testimonies, like, in real time, like, of like, God just healed me of this ailment in my body that I've been experiencing. And it's just been, I've literally seen it happen. It's insane. And I've never experienced this before. And my own personal testimony is, I've shared this a lot. Like, I feel like I've just been struggling in the last like 6 or so, maybe longer months since this past winter, I guess like coming up on a year, with like this weird depression that like I've never experienced before. And I've been praying and people have prayed over me for healing. And guys, I am not walking in that depression anymore. And I was never like medicated for this. Like, I was never diagnosed with this, but it was just a deep darkness in my soul that I had never experienced up until this past winter. And I've been completely healed from that. Like, and it's this prayer, it's this belief, it's this faith of like, I know God is good. And I know he's willing, and I know he can, and I know he will. And guys, I'm telling you, I've never seen God as an active God. I don't think up until this point, and my life has completely changed. My heart has completely changed, and I'm just amazed. And that's what I wanted to come on and talk to you guys about today. I've seen healing happen. I've experienced healing happen. I know that God is a healing God. And I know he's an active God. And I just want to encourage you guys to start praying those scary prayers. Whether your prayer looks like, okay, God, speak to me, help me listen, give me discernment, like that 3-step prayer that I've been echoing throughout my 23rd year, or, well, I guess 22nd and 23rd. Or it's that prayer of like, okay, God, I'm struggling with this. Like, I know you can heal it and I know you will heal it. And I just want to encourage you to take that step of faith and start praying that prayer and see what happens. And start seeking the Lord. And even just a story from today, like, I was sitting in a coffee shop reading this verse or reading this like passage of scripture and just like studying Ezekiel like I shared in this episode. And I walked out of the coffee shop and obviously I was praying the same prayer. Like, I believe God honors repetitive prayers because he sees the steadfastness in that. And I walked out of the coffee shop and somebody chased me out. Like, this girl like physically ran after me and was like, "Hey, like, I know this is weird, but like, are you a Christ follower?" And I had already left. And I was like, "Yes." And she was like, "God just told me to like come talk to you and introduce myself. Like, I'm so-and-so. Can I pray over you?" And we met and I shared with her that I'm really wanting community and like just the desires of my heart and just like what I'm walking in right now. And she prayed over me and maybe she'll be my new friend. You know, it's just like, guys, I'm telling you, you start praying these things and then it just happens. And God speaks and he speaks to other people. He uses other people. He uses bumper stickers. He uses other people. Like, it's just, yeah, I am beaming. I'm excited. My soul is on fire and I can't wait to share more. And I just want to encourage you guys that that same God that's working in me right now is also working in you and can be working in you. And I just encourage you to step out in that faith. But I love you guys. Make sure to not like and subscribe. Oh my gosh, I just reverted into YouTube mode. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Share with your friends if you feel led to. I believe that God can use everyone to share like his light. And I pray that he uses me and I pray that this podcast touches you and that he reaches through my podcast and speaks to you. This is all him. But I love you guys and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Bye.